Don't look at my stuff.
I love your stuff, dude.
Don't look at my stuff. I love like that one. That's got good stuff.
That's great. That's awesome.
It's got good stuff.
That's fun.
Dude, the door outside, the wall outside got some nice stuff, dude.
Wall outside's got all my stuff.
Yeah.
This is slowly becoming more my stuff.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend came in and took out all my cool stuff.
Yeah.
Man, that is cool stuff.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah. You can't even put the boobs over there with the books?
Nah, the boobs has to go out in the hallway. What's I don't even like though? The boobs. The boobs was, hey. Dan Soder, Lamar Joe.
What's up with the boob stuff?
I'm Sean Gillis. Welcome to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Boob stuff is just, this company sent us a, what was the name of the company? Displate sent us a thing of a lady with boobs.
Yeah.
As a thing. I don't know. It didn't really take off. But glad you asked, Dan Soder. It's Displate time. Get your own artwork printed on a metal poster. It only takes 20 seconds to install. Just pop the magnetic sticker on the wall and hang your poster and then whack off to it. No holes in your wall and change it out. And in a few seconds, you can change it out. They have officially licensed design from Fight Club, Alien, South Park, and more. Once you're done whacking off, you can put up a Fight Club poster. If you can think it, Displate can put it on a metal poster. Click the link in our description to see some of our favorites and get your ready to hang piece of art. Save 27% if you buy one or two and get 34% off when you buy three or more. The discount will be automatically applied to your cart when you click our link. Use promo code DRENCHED when you visit Displate.com to get the discount. That's Displate.com, DRENCHED. Check our show notes, blah, blah, blah. Look at this fine fucking thick bitch. Thank you, Displate. Matt is out of town. Matt's road dogging it, dude.
Yeah.
Go see Matt, dude.
Isn't he in Arizona right now?
I see him getting fucking standing ovations and shit.
Hell yeah. Really?
Matt's killing, dude.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I love spreading that. Spreading his wings. He's finally starting to post clips of the stand-up.
Posting some clips?
Yeah.
It's time for him to fly.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Unfurl those wings, you beautiful son of a bitch.
Yeah. Took him long enough. God damn.
Let that mullet go.
Yeah. He had to have children. He had to make sure he had a lineage.
He had his lineage. Now it's time to ride.
Yeah.
He's out
now
there.
Now he must leave the nest.
Yes. So, Matt's out there. We're here. I just got back from the Super Bowl. And let me tell you.
Is this the first episode you've done since you're back?
It's the first episode I've done, yeah. Oh. I wasn't here last week. Matt carried the torch last week. Yeah.
I have so many questions for you.
I did. I have some questions.
Your what BFF. The hell
what, me and Christian McCaffrey?
Your new BFF.
Move over, Gabe Davis.
Oh, man.
There's a new white running back in town.
I love it. The jealousy that's flowing through the NFL. You got NFL players playing Bachelor for Shane's. Christian McCaffrey's like, you mind if I cut in?
No, Gabe's my guy. Yeah. Gabe's my guy.
I was just looking at the Gabe photo.
Gabe's my guy.
Gabe's the man, dude.
Well.
Gabe's our guy,
Gabe,
dude.
We don't take this rose.
Gabe, take our rose.
You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna end up doing the thing where you go like, "Well, my AFC guy is Gabe Davis, and my NFC guy."
I mean,
is
you want Christian. The truth? That's my AFC guy.
Yeah, dude.
See,
well, your AFC guy, your NFC guy, one of my favorite guys, go Niners. But your AFC guy is a rival of my AFC guy. Who's a coach of the Dolphins.
Oh, your AFC guy's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
I have nerd guys. You have cool guys.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey might be the coolest dude.
Gabe Davis.
Pretty cool, dude. Gabe said it.
Gabe's pretty cool, dude. I haven't been to Christian's house.
Yeah. What a week, boys.
That's got to be insane.
I
talked to you right before all of the shit. I talked to you right when you got to Arizona.
It was great.
Yeah.
I took a night off right when I got there. I took one night off. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be responsible this week. So we had shows in Dallas and San Antonio. They were great. And then, so I had a show in Dallas on Sunday. So I had to be in Phoenix on Wednesday. I was like, I might as well just get a hotel Monday, Tuesday in Phoenix. Take it east.
Yeah.
So I got to Phoenix on Monday, took it east. Tuesday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take it east.
Yeah.
And then all the Barstool guys were like, why don't you come hang out? I was like, I'll have a couple beers.
Oh.
I ended up getting fucking obliterated.
On Tuesday?
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Did you stay? When did you go to Burt's Airbnb? Was that on Tuesday?
Wednesday. Okay. So the next day, that's when it all starts. Then you get there. Then it's lights, camera, action for the next fucking 10 days.
Yeah. Did you feel like you were on a reality show?
Yeah, a little. But I'm not trying to trash.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
They're fun. They're excited. I'm the one who's being a fucking sourpuss the whole time, which makes me feel bad because they're like, come on, let's go do this. Let's do this.
But I don't think you should feel bad about that because I think that's normal. Like, I think I would be a sourpuss. I would be like,
come on, Bert, let's just play some fucking video games. Yeah. Dude, chill out.
Dude, let's do group naps.
Bert, at this point, Bert leaves me alone.
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
He knows I and then they tried to, I went and did like 3 or 4 podcasts. I didn't talk.
Yeah.
I'm literally deathly hungover.
Yeah. Do they lure you out of your room with like Bud Lights and stuff?
They start every once in a while. Somebody will come jiggle the handle of my door, and I'm just, God, dude,
what?
What? Stop!
Leave me alone!
I yelled at a barstool. They came over to do one of Bert's shows. I walked out of the room hungover, and there's just a barstool dude holding a camera. Literally, like, as I'm opening my bedroom door, there's a guy with a camera, and I'm like, turn off the fucking cameras for 1 minute. And the kid was like, Jesus.
Oh, God. If that guy has that footage, please send it. Please send it to me.
I'm like, just stop.
Jesus,
dude, we're just trying to work.
Yeah.
Just
like,
yeah. But that moment where someone gets real with you, and you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it was.
And then you got to be fun the next time you see him.
Yeah. I was just.
You came out of the room hot.
I came out of the room so hot.
Get that the fuck. You should have grabbed it like a paparazzi.
It was like Kenny Powers in the beginning when he's like, I'm not on fucking steroids.
But the noise of your hand hitting the camera and it being pushed down.
So, but outside of all the content, which is, I get it. It's what we do.
It's the business, dude.
It's the business. It's the business.
Dude, we're starting to sound more and more like strippers. We're like, God came on me last night, and you go, that's the business,
it's
baby.
It's part of the business. It's where you make your money.
Yeah, they can't be all rich businessmen.
But so that's the thing. During the day, it was content time, which is definitely my least. Hungover content, nothing, literally nothing gayer.
Back in the day, when I was still drinking, they asked me to audition for this thing for Yahoo called Mansum, which was like daily videos.
Man, although you guys, when you guys were in the content game, like early content.
This was like, dude, this
brutal.
Is like 2010.
Yeah.
This is early content. This is early, early content days. And it was the day after my birthday. And I got blackout drunk with DeRosa. And then I had to show up and act like I cared about the World Cup. I just remember being like, hey, everyone. Like that, like, you know, the fake, like, host energy. Yeah. But you're like, I just wanted to throw up the whole time. Or I'm like, today we're going to learn about
Columbia. Who the fuck is this guy?
And then so just being around it every time you left your room at the Burt house had to have been like, was there a bathroom in your room?
Yes.
That's huge. Oof.
Praise Allah.
Oh. Go to take a hangover shit and someone's got a camera in your face.
Yeah. And that's, but
how was the Airbnb though? Was it
Airbnb
noise?
Was all? I mean, it's hard to complain when Bert fucking hooked it up.
Yeah,
and then not only that, the shows we did 4 arena shows. I got to do like 15 to 20 every night.
Ooh.
Oof, my fungo.
Pasta fungo.
I got to do it. I got to do a Trump impression.
Oh, you're doing that. Do 20 minutes. Oh. Just drink Bud Lights and then have compliments raining
so
down.
It's you're hungover all day, and then you go do an arena,
which you gotta get fucked up.
Everybody in the NFL is in Phoenix,
and they're bored
so
during
they're
the
all
week.
Like, we'll come to the show. Let's go to the show. So then it's a bunch of hot hunks coming to the green room.
Did your men's bump into each other?
No.
Because this is when you got your NFC bae.
Oh, my bae's met.
Not on the gridiron.
When you got all your hoes in the same room, you gotta be like, baby, hold on, let me tell you.
Yeah, baby, hold on real quick. Christian, you go, Gabe, the way you catch it.
Ooh.
Gabe. Baby, you got a foot out of bounds. That's not what's going on right now. You gotta go, you gotta give an analogy, you understand? Baby, you're dragging your left foot, you're not 2 feet in bounds. Christian don't mean nothing to me, baby.
Christian don't mean nothing. Come on, baby.
Can Christian run a fade route? Run up the thing? Come on, baby. You're giving me one-on-one right now. You're giving me press coverage.
I think it's because you look like a coach and they're like running to
look
you.
Like a coach.
You look like a coach.
You look like a young coach, dude.
It could be a coach.
That age.
We're pals, guys. Don't try to make excuses as to why I'm so cool NFL guys like
I think it's rad, dude.
But
I think it's when I saw that you were hanging out with CMC.
CMC is
CMC's so the man.
Too sweet, dude. Speaking of he's too sweet, ooh, I saw you. I saw you
hit the Yeah, too sweet of myself at Raw.
Oh, yeah.
I was by myself and I was in between Graves.
And Vic. Vic.
In the, and I was like talking to someone and I just looked in the camera, was there. You know what made me instantly think of and regret? Was when Shane and I went to NXT TakeOver.
And Beth was sitting in front of you.
Yeah, but then they gave a thing and Shane was like, we should kiss. And we didn't do it. And it would have been so funny.
It would have been the funniest show of all time.
Edge and Beth Phoenix. And dude, But yeah, dude, I mean, CMC, I saw the thing because someone tagged me in a tweet with like dance. And I was like, no, dude, that's, people think I'm jealous. Where you're like, no, that's the plug. Now Shane's friends with the running back
guys
of my
all
favorite
friends with
teams.
All these guys. Now Lamar is friends with fucking Gabe Davis,
my boy.
Now you're a Bills fan.
Sass was rocking Bills gear last night.
I know. Sass loves the Bills, dude.
Was he a Bills fan before Gabe Davis?
No, he loved the he loved the Buffalo Lady. He loved the Buffalo Lady.
Dude, I fucking love that.
Man. But
so they're coming to the shows after the
Bros
shows.
Are coming to
the
show. First night, Chiefs O-line comes in.
Which.
I mean,
you're talking pass pro all night.
Saying, guys, you don't want to see my pass set.
Did you show any of them do it? Did you get drunk enough? Did you show?
I got drunk enough to do everything.
Did you get drunk enough did you get drunk enough to do your stance out of your stance?
Yes.
Did you wake up the next day like, what the fuck? Did
no, every day I woke up like, that's crazy.
Did any of them, were they?
Hold on. I'll tell you, this is the most embarrassing one.
Because if you hang with Shane, for those of you who have it, when you hang with Shane, he can't get drunk enough. Well, he will show you his pass pro. He'll line up in run protection and pass pro. In run block and pass pro.
3-point, 2-point stance.
Yeah. You can see him come his hands off his hips all day. If you fucking hang longer.
So early on, who the fuck was it? It was like Gabe and them came to the, it was the second night of shows. Gabe, Bert,
motherfucking Bert.
All these, the bros, they're at the show. Spencer Brown, the bros.
Yeah.
And they're like, Gabe was like, all right, after this, Saquon Barkley's having a party at his house. Let's go to that. And I was like, yeah, yes.
Biggest
and
quads course, in the game.
Of course, Kreischer and Norman are like, who's Saquon Barkley? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
He's one of the most dynamic running backs of
he's
all time.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
We get to the party. We are pretty much the only honkies there.
Nice.
And it is every cool NFL player. It's like CeeDee Lamb.
Are there any Cardi Buffaloes in there, dude?
A lot of Cardi B's.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of cool sunglasses on?
Yes.
That look like snow goggles?
Everyone looked cool.
Everyone looks
cool.
Like they're in the future or they're about to go skiing.
And no one was excited to see us.
No.
Although a couple of the bros recognized Kreischer.
Did they call you quality control? They're like the quality control coach?
I went outside.
Really?
I was like, I'm not hanging out. This is crazy. And then I got blacked out and went inside and
danced
in the living room and they all ignored me.
Werewolves of London.
Put on Werewolves of London.
I mean, I had to.
That's so fucking great.
Because you're literally a dork at a high school party. You're like three losers at the coolest party on earth. And then the only thing you do is just turn up.
Yeah.
Like, what is Bert like in that situation?
He gets
Bert's the party.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a party hurricane.
Yeah, did he
get in and then all of a sudden like mix it up?
No, we were hanging out together and we were all talking. Okay. Like he can turn it off. Also, you have no choice at that point.
Yeah.
At that party, you can't turn that on.
Taking your shirt off in front of a bunch of random black dudes and they go like, hey.
Yeah, yeah, stop. You guys ass beat.
Hey, hey, what the fuck?
But I saw
Bert be like, where? Yeah. Oh. Shoot the fly, dude.
Fruity shoot motherfucker out of here. Beat his ass.
Hey, why are your nipples out? He's like, oh, that laugh. freaking out dudes with CTE with that laugh.
Sounds like a whistle. They all start running.
They're doing fucking drop downs.
So we're leaving. I'm gone at this point.
Yeah.
I see Micah Parsons is walking through. He's from Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
I'm from Harrisburg. I walk up to him. He's talking to somebody like this. I'm walking by. I was like, Micah. And he totally ignored it. And then I was like, Micah. And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "I went to Trinity High School." He goes, "All right." Kept talking.
Oh no! Oh no!
I had to leave.
Oh no!
I had to walk out of the party,
dude.
I went to Trinity High School.
And he just went, okay.
He was like, all right.
He didn't go like, dude, oh. They
also, I was, all I had was that fucking Jalen Hurts hoodie and that Eagles hat. I'm in there in full NFL gear.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just at a regular house party.
Yeah.
I look like a big fat fan idiot.
Dude, in that moment, you feel, I mean, you got the merch on.
The merch hurt.
The merch on at the party. And you're like, huh? And they're wearing like Balenciaga.
They're wearing the giant they're wearing the Karl dumbest Lagerfeld outfits you've ever seen.
Yeah. It's a garbage bag with mesh in it.
They're dressed like insane people.
Yeah.
But you know who was? Saquon was fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Saquon was very cool. He was like, hey, welcome to my house, everybody. Like, yeah.
And you were like, I used to hate Penn State. And now I like you guys
I didn't say I
grew up hating Penn State.
The only person I took a chance on interacting with was Micah Parsons.
Which is crazy.
I went to Trinity High School, which I'll give him credit. That's a fucking insane thing.
No, but I understand where you're coming from. But when it gets shot down, you're like, ooh,
yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. Kind of makes me hate that guy.
No, really? No.
He's the man.
You needed to understand the context. He's
out of context.
He was totally in the right.
Also, okay. You're wearing.
I also like tapped his arm.
Philly shit too.
Yeah,
you know
it's.
You're wearing rivals. You're wearing his rivals' clothing, and then being like, I went.
And also, I went to a high school that's one of the 30 high schools around yours. Like, it's not like we were like close.
I don't know, dude. Because on a much, much, much lower level, I'll pop for anyone that's like. I went to Overland. I'm like, all right.
Me too.
Yeah, you know,
me too. So like, I was like, I went to Redland. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, all right. Like, yeah. I went to Eagle Crest. It graduated in 05. You're like, well, look at that.
Look at us.
But you also don't know the conversation he was having in that moment where they're like, Micah, I'm telling you right now, the Cowboys are thinking about trading you. And then you go, Trinity High School. He's like, what's that? They're like, they're going to move to the I went to high school near you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're going to the Cleveland Browns. Trinity High School. Put her there, class of 06. Put her there, partner.
He goes, I know the press doesn't know about this ankle injury, but it could be debilitating.
She's pressing charges.
And then Trinity High School. She has the condom still. Are you tapping him? The tap
sir.
First.
He's like 22. I'm like, sir.
Mr. Dude, Parsons.
I was a big, dumb kid at every part. Everything we went to, I was like.
That's Super Bowl week, though.
I was like pulling down my shirt to introduce myself to people. Like, Christian, it's nice to meet you.
Dude, I get that way whenever I've been around wrestling.
I'm going to get to that in a second. I'm going to need your boys' advice because I'm going to need to make the switch. Over to wrestling, where the good guys win.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of watching the good guys lose.
Damn,
So Saquon's party. Then I'm like, Jesus Christ. That was the next night we do the show. I'm the most hungover I've been.
Every time I see Micah Parsons, I see him just fucking barrel down on a quarterback. I'm just going to think about you tapping him. Trinity High School.
It's so funny. Scores a touchdown in the end zone. You're there. You're hunting him now.
I'm going to find him.
Yeah, you're going to be friends, dude. It's going to end up being friends.
I don't see that one working out.
When you the next morning when you woke up after Saquon's party, were you like, did you have that feeling of like, shit.
No. Okay. I was like, it was
good.
Every one of these nights was so cool.
Yeah.
The hangovers weren't that bad.
Yeah.
But it was a combination of, you know, 7-8 nights in a row.
Yeah.
Of like 20 plus beers for eight nights. Like I was. Yeah.
You put away 140 plus beers, dude.
Easily.
God damn.
No, it was bad. I've been drinking water every day.
Yeah.
Since the Super Bowl.
You need to like.
I've been going to the cellar. Doing spots, drinking just water.
You have to put water in a Bud.
It's gay.
You have to put water in a Bud Light bottle.
Yeah.
So your body doesn't.
So like, no, you gotta drink. I've been drinking 20 sparkling waters a night. It sucks. I keep ordering them like they're Bud Light.
Dude, burping.
So that Saquon party, go. Next day we're like, all right, there's a Drake party tonight. I was like,
so I talked to you.
I'm going to the Drake party.
I talked to you on Tuesday. We had a conversation, and I was like, dude, this is going to be the coolest fucking week of your life. You're on fire. You're going with Bert, who's like, you know, a fucking arena act.
Yeah.
You're going to be killing. and all these NFL players are going to see. And then I was like, it's going to happen. You're going to meet Drake. Because from the time I've met Shane, the goal has been.
No, don't tell everybody the goal.
The goal has been for him to become friends with Drake. From the beginning, the goal is for Shane to become friends with Drake.
Do you see he's about to get deposed?
What's that?
He's about to get it depositioned.
Oh, for the
XXX.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't talk about that type of shit.
Don't bring legal matters in here.
Allegedly.
So the
allegedly.
The Drake party. Were you practicing your Trinity High School shake for the Drake party?
I
like all day we're going like this. I've loved you. I thought Certified Lover Boy was incredible.
I listen to Certified Lover Boy every single day. I was actually 0.05% of your top listeners on Spotify.
Drake, I'm certified Drake fan. What's up with the? We're in the sixth. You just started using terms that didn't make sense.
Shit.
T dot O dot. That's Cardinal Official. Fuck. Drake party.
Drake party's going on.
Do you think there's a chance?
That's a very exclusive, but it was a show. It wasn't a party. He did a concert.
Show, yeah. Okay.
Which was awesome.
Pretty cool, yeah.
But it's very exclusive.
Yeah.
So now everyone in the green room that we're with is like, how are we getting in? Who's going? We're with Bustin' with the Boys, Taylor, Will, those guys.
Hilarious.
Top notch guys.
Yeah. I've never even met them. I'm just awesome. A fan.
They're the best.
Will and Taylor are hilarious.
I get like happy when I see those boys. So we're all like, everybody's like, I got two tickets. I can get us in.
Who was your hookup?
In the end, no one can get in. We get there. The whole building it's like a quarantine. It's like from a zombie movie. There's just cool people outside, like metal gates, like let us in.
Climbing over each other.
All NFL players.
Like
too.
A king rat like situation.
Everyone's just like, yeah. And then.
Who's the coolest person you saw that couldn't get in? Like, do you remember seeing someone that you're like, you're not getting in?
Denzel Washington.
I don't remember that. It was very Omar dark. Epps. Also, there's no lights outside. It was just pitch black. You're in a crowd. And it was like, we're all like holding each other's shoulders, trying to like navigate through it.
Don't let go.
Who do you think hooked it up? Obviously, Christian McCaffrey.
CMC coming
Christian
through.
Christian McCaffrey's like, don't worry, I'll get you in.
God, I hope Gabe skips Christian this calls. Episode.
Gabe was holding my shoulder. He's relying. He's like, yeah. help. No, actually, was Gabe? I don't know. Gabe might have been in. I forget.
All I'm saying is I hope Gabe skips this episode of the podcast.
Why? I love Gabe. Everybody knows I love Gabe, dude.
I know, but you're just, you know, your CMC affair is really starting to...
I mean, this is how good of a guy CMC is.
Yeah.
It was so hard to get in and like where to get in. He was like, I'm going to send my guy out. I'm going to come out and find you. He stayed on the phone with me for probably a half hour trying to get me in while he's inside.
Damn.
I met him the day before. If I were him, I would have been like, yep, all right, well, all you're right, not getting guy. Him. See you later.
The comedian from the podcast
that
is trying
fucking
to get
losers.
In.
The guy so he who touched on- Micah Parsons is here. Yeah. stayed on, got, he was like, I can get you two tickets. So I got it. And we ended up stretching that to like three or four.
Great.
And we got in and we're like, we can't go in without Will. We can't go in without Norman. We got to get all the guys in.
So you got Bustin' with the Boys in.
Pulled Norman all the guys in. So now we're in. We go to Richie Incognito's table.
Hell.
Which was
chaos.
He fucking lifted my tit like right when I walked in. I was like, all right, cool.
So those bully things were true.
Yeah,
he just
totally
does
true.
The thing on it. He got in trouble for bullying and he walks in and he just slaps your dick.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Dude, I love that he lifted your tit.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Just when he walked up, he's like, nice to meet you.
No, like I don't know if it was initially, but it was like within 10 minutes of being like, I was like, what's up, man?
Grabbing a guy who's not in shape's tit is such an aggressive. Act of war when you know someone's not in shape and you touch their dip.
Bro, bean dip, dude.
He hit me with a bean dip. The incognito bean dip,
dude.
And there is nothing you can do to that guy.
He is massive. That's why, dude. That's why when he
you'd
bullied,
have to shoot him.
Like, oh, you think you're a funny guy?
You'd have to kill him
when he bullied that Zach Martin guy on the Dolphins.
Yeah,
not Zach Martin.
Not Zach Martin.
Don't put smut on Notre Dame, dude. Notre Dame boys don't get bullied.
Who was the guy? What was the guy's name? Zach something.
I'm not sure.
But he like couldn't do anything. And he was a lineman. And he's like, I gotta go to the press.
Incognito is huge.
Yeah.
And he's still that barrel chested. He is gigantic. He hit me the beat dip. I was like, ha, all right.
Yeah, you're awesome. I'm gonna start running.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
But it looks like a guy who could just like pick you up and pull you in half.
He could. He can draw and quarter you just by himself.
Yeah. Anyway, this whole episode is just me talking about cool NFL guys. Dude,
I love it.
I hope it's not gay.
No. This is the shit. You're bringing us there.
Yeah.
You're bringing us there with you.
We're at Cool Richie Incognito table. It's me, Will, Taylor, Gabe Davis, the bros, dude.
And then first off, we're just protection. That protection at that table.
Yeah.
If you put that table in front of you.
Obviously Christian.
Is the one.
Obviously Christian's there. Yeah.
I bet he's sitting up. I would bet he was sitting up in the booth if I'm picturing
Then this. You don't know Christian. He's right by my side.
Gabe, fast forward. Fast forward, Gabe.
We're all out of friends.
No, dude. This is your NFC bay and you're putting him over.
Nah, my AFC and NFC babies are friends, bro. Nah, I keep my bitches.
I think CMC's fighting for your bottom, bitch, dude.
I think I'm a toss around girl.
Yeah, you really are.
I think I'm the toss around girl. Yeah. I'm not the boyfriend.
They're like, you think we got hoes? We got bros that we just split.
We're sharing bros.
Go hang out with this funny bro.
Yeah.
You come entertain him.
Hey.
While they're getting over headaches, you're making them laugh. They're like, I got smack going across the middle. Shane, make me laugh.
But man.
So you're at the table watching Drake.
Just watching Drake. It was
how close were you?
From us to like the refrigerator.
Dude, was there ever a moment where
it was the coolest shit I've ever seen?
Where you're looking up at him like, I love you so much.
Also, everyone was.
Yeah. Did you look
every single play? Like, I think it was Gabe who said to me, he was like, oh, that's unbelievable that's the guy. Like, this is all the most famous NFL players in the world. Like, every famous person's there.
Yeah.
Megan Fox and MGK are there fighting.
Really?
Yeah, they got in like they broke up at that night.
Nice.
Was that the night they broke up?
I think so.
At the Drake show?
At the Drake party.
No shit.
If somebody should have swooped in there. You should have got CMC on that, dude.
I should have got in there.
You're like, Megan, you want to be covered by me like a human blanket?
Megan, how would you like to be with a big time guy?
Yeah. Are you familiar?
High school Megan Fox.
Are you familiar with comedy?
Yeah, I'm like,
are you familiar with Patreon?
I have a YouTube special.
Patreon's a pretty big deal. I'm going to show you some numbers that I haven't shown anybody. And then we'll peel that fruit roll up dress off you and get them on
you. I'd make love to you.
You come so fast with Megan Fox.
My penis is not going to work. It's not going
to
work at all.
She would pull it. Oh my God, dude. The second you're apologizing to Megan Fox for not getting a boner, we go like this. I just loved you in Transformers. It's tough.
Come on, PS.
Come on. Penis activate. Half hard. Half hard can't
back
go to
down
pussy.
To zero.
Oh no, my cock can't get hard. Dude, was there ever
my penis transforms like
just a robot head comes out of the truck. So it's a truck with a robot head. Did you ever make eye contact with Drake? Because when you're close enough at a concert sometimes and they look at you.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I thought I did several times. I was like,
did you get giddy? You go, he looked at me.
No, I did a thing people do at comedy clubs where you smile.
Yeah.
You know, when people don't think you're looking, and then like when you turn your head and look at them, they go. They go like this the whole show. Then you look at it, they go,
hey, I'm here. I'm with you. I mean, you're that close. That's got to be a hell of a show.
It was great.
How'd you not storm the stage?
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Dude, you could have tackled him.
You could have got him like Chappelle.
Hip hop history. Speared him.
Dude, just give him a Goldberg spear and then have your life taken. They'd have put you in a hole in the desert.
They would have killed me.
Dude, Jay Prince would have hurt you, dude.
They would have killed me.
Yeah, they would have got you.
This is the last story from the whole thing was, so also Derrick Henry is just, this is the type of guy he is. He's by himself. He's walking around by himself. He like walked up to us.
That's a man that initiates contact.
We were literally at a bar just sitting there. Derrick Henry comes up. He's like, "Zuck," because he's friends with Taylor and Will.
I mean, yeah, Taylor blocks for him.
But then I was drunk enough that I was like, "This Derrick Henry's very nice." So I kept shaking his hand and he would be like, "Hey." No matter how many times I did it,
Did he have to look to Taylor and Will? Like
I kept being like, "Watch this! I'm gonna go shake Derrick Henry's hand again." And I kept going up, and like holding it as long as I could.
And he was like, "Okay,
he's a nice enough dude." He was like, "All right." Like anyway, I was taking advantage of that.
Did he have a moment where he went? Did he have a moment where he went like, Like you're shaking his hand. Stop.
If he says stop, I'm gonna run.
Dude. He goes, stop doing that. Please stop.
If you keep doing that, I'm gonna fucking
plow over you. I run grown men. I run over grown men for a living.
If something, it reminded me of Dave and Buster's, where if something happened, there'd be so many dudes that couldn't be stopped.
Yeah. Oh my god,
there's so many people in that room that if they start running, there's no stopping them.
If a zombie attack happens and it spreads in that room, that's beyond fucked.
Well, no, that's the most dangerous zombie room of all time.
That's what I mean.
Richie Incognito zombie.
A Richie Incognito. Derrick Henry zombie?
Derrick Henry zombie.
I mean, Taylor and fucking...
Yeah, Taylor and Will zombies.
And Will zombies.
No, Derrick Henry zombie.
CMC would be the fastest zombie.
Oh, he would.
But then he would
be.
Remember you and he'd go like this...
as he's going to munch your
brains, you go,
that'd be a fine feast for those boys.
Oh my god, they'd be passing pieces around.
Oh no, Derrick Henry zombie is very comical.
We call him infected now.
The infected. Oh, okay.
We call him infected now.
Yeah, we don't call him the Z word.
The Z word's out of the lexicon.
Okay.
The infected?
The infected.
If there was a spread of infection among those people and you had to protect Drake,
I would stop them.
No way.
No, of course. I lost Drake.
Your last moment on earth would be Drake disappointed in you. Where you go, Shane, you were supposed to protect me. You go,
hey, Shane, you listened to me so much, and now you must listen to me once more. You failed me.
This is an embarrassing episode.
That'd be like the best, awesome. Though.
Just me being a gay boy.
That'd be the best getting turned into a zombie while Drake is playing.
Dude, what's funny is at any point in this episode, if you feel gay, you should just know that LaMair and I would freak out if a wrestler walked up and went, if Big Show went, what's going on over here? LaMair and I would be like, hi!
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude. I went to Trinity High School.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, Captain Insano was my favorite.
Yeah.
This is at the Drake party. This was a devastating news. So for the last 20 years, I've been telling people me and LaShawn McCoy are friends.
Mm. Yeah.
LaShawn's there. I'm like, Shady. He's like, and I was like, what's up, man? You slept in my house a couple of times when we were kids. He was like, all right, man.
Yeah.
He was like, damn. Just busy.
Because the baby, who babysat him?
Oh, I don't know. He went to the same school.
That's what it
we
was?
We played like CYO together. And
you played like Little League football together?
Against him. And then senior year, we would hang out a little.
And so you actually
slept in my house.
You actually knew him as a dude.
Your boys.
Yeah, me and him.
And he didn't put it together?
He was going to Miami. I was going to Army. We played each other in NCAA. We were like, you have to play as the teams you're going as, or you're going to. And I was like, that's not fair. I'm going to the last team in the game.
Oh, yeah. I'm not running the fucking student body the whole time.
Yeah, but I mean, he remembered me, but I think things have happened since then. He's met a lot of people, so he was probably
I still feel like
you. You. He was hitting me with the kind of you're everywhere, that type of energy.
Mm. Oh man!
But yeah, that was funny.
We grew up together.
Yeah, you want that?
We grew up in the same town.
Does your mom still have Apple Jacks in the cupboard?
Yeah,
because you want that.
Remember when my sister scared you?
Yeah,
my sister went hog wild the night of my graduation party.
Or
Sarah went nuts.
Yeah. Sarah went nuts.
She got wild.
Wait, you at your graduation party?
Yeah, he slept in my house at my graduation party, and then
see that alone.
He slept
on
the couch in my living room, and my sister came down the steps like and my dad was blacked out. He tried to like carry her. He dropped her. She's like,
dad hit me.
People are screaming. And then, she went out.
And then McCoy's just turning over.
Yeah, he like woke up like scared.
Like a fun high school graduation.
Sarah went outside to smoke cigarettes. And I locked her out.
Very funny.
And I was sitting right by the our back glass door.
Yeah.
And I was like holding the lock. I was sitting down. And she came over and just put her face right in the mirror and went, fat. I was like, God damn.
Oh, I thought the T-Rex eye was hard enough.
She lowered her face right down. She's like,
fat.
You got harassed by the Jurassic Park T-Rex.
But she was under the deck smoking cigarettes, and I kept going out with glasses of water and dumping them down on her. She was like,
meanwhile, he's scared. A future NFL player is terrified inside.
It was wonderful.
But, so when you saw him, you were like disappointed because you were like, oh, I thought you thought the pop was going to be bigger?
I thought it was going to be a pop. Yeah. He was, you know, he was busy. He's drinking.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I was.
Next time, dude.
Was everyone disappointed?
It was the next time. It was the next day. I saw him again.
Oh.
And he was like, you're everywhere. And then he just left. I was like, all right.
When everyone was leaving the Drake party, did you feel like everyone there was disappointed that they didn't get to meet Drake? Because they're all famous. So like famous people have expectations. Yeah. Even if other famous people are there, famous people have this expectation of like, well, yeah, they're there, but I'm going to meet Drake.
Maybe.
Like, I wonder how much disappointment, besides Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly yelling at each other, and people being like, dude, I gotta listen to
that's pretty high. Is she like really high in person?
I didn't see him. They were there. They were there fighting. I didn't see them. I heard about the commotion.
I would want to watch that.
Oh my God. A famous couple fighting?
Yeah, Drake.
Yeah.
And Drake was doing all the hits. Yeah, he was doing a minute of every hit.
Yeah.
And I'm saying he started with Forever up till now. He did the hit. And he kept being like, I don't know. Do you guys want me to keep playing? And everyone's like, yes, please.
Of course. Your whole table's crying.
Yes, Drake.
Even Richie Incognito's like, please, Drake.
Yeah, there was.
I think Megan said to MGK, she was like, that'll never be you. Yeah. And Megan's like, you bitch.
I do rock and roll now. Pete Davidson
I'll
said
never
my,
be Drake.
Yeah. Pete said my rock and roll is just as cool as Drake.
Hold.
Hold.
Yeah, so that was the Drake party. Then the next day is Saturday. We do the show again. Go home. I was like, I can't go out again.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm literally dying. CMC's like, dude, come party. Come party. I'm like,
dude, and
CMC,
the guy,
I love you so much. I can't.
I mean, the guy can run. The guy can catch.
He's such a honk, dude. Yeah, you see how much of a dreamboat that boy is?
He's such a honk, dude.
So then Sunday, obviously, is the big game.
Yeah.
Bert takes us to Guy Fieri's super tailgate.
Big J told me about this.
It was a butt fuck of a fucking Super Bowl tailgate.
Was
it 10,000 people?
It was just 10,000 people.
It was 10,000 people in the main thing. We were in like the 800-person VIP area.
And I mean, Bert and Guy.
But Bert and Guy are, yeah.
They're different shades of the same.
Yeah, we were talking. We were like Buffett, food Buffett, comedy Buffett.
Dude, it's so funny. If they all meet up, they form Jimmy Buffett. Voltron.
Yeah, it just turns into a Margaritaville.
Yeah, but Bert's so famous, he can't be in that area. Like those people were like, Bert. Like he was getting.
Did you
drilled.
See anyone in the VIP that was like famous? Be like nerd out for Bert. Did you see anybody like that's the
Guy
mom?
Guy Fieri was like,
really?
Bert's here. Yeah. So we went around.
So you know
Bert,
about your sketch?
Bert obviously gets on stage, sings the national anthem. I mean,
great.
Unbelievable. He gets on, rips his shirt off, sings. People he wasn't even supposed to be on the show. Got up, they dominated. Met Diplo, not a big deal. Kept
I mean, the history.
It was so funny. I didn't say anything. I was just like,
you can't say anything.
I would never.
You could never say anything to him.
Yeah.
But the history of that.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Is like, and I saw just, the picture.
Well, I was standing with
him. I'm at home watching like pregame stuff, and I see you post that picture, and I go, Diplo. I went like this. In my old man eyes, I went like this. I went, that Diplo?
I mean, that's why I posted it. I posted it for the boys, because it's so funny.
I was like, dude, no way.
That was a good one.
Because I remember the drive home from Philly.
Yeah.
When you were like, she banged Diplo. And I was like, the DJ?
Yeah.
And then all these years later,
you guys are just
backstage. Backstage at a Guy Fieri.
That Guy Fieri.
Fieri.
Is he the man?
That was pissing me off. So Bert and all of his people kept saying.
Changing it.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
They were saying it like he says it. Guy
it's like,
Fieri.
It's like when my mom gets drunk at dinner and she orders a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
And you're like, bitch, you ain't French. You're from Fresno.
Like, that's how he says it. I was like, guys, it's fucking Guy Fieri.
It's Fieri. Yeah.
It's Fieri.
Stop with the Fieri.
And they're like, guys, we got to get ready. Guy Fieri's coming over soon.
I call him Travola con Guy. Because when I went to Italy.
I don't know what that is.
When I was in Italy with that girl I was dating, the only American show we got in English was Guy Fieri. Diners, Dives, and it was
called Triple D's.
Yeah, Triple D's. And in Italian, it was called Travola con Guy.
Travel with guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we would just be like, Travolo con guy. When we come back late, we'd be like, dude, we got a Travolo con guy.
He's exactly what you think he is.
The mayor of Flavortown is coming. We got to get ready. Yeah.
Guy Fieri's, he is who you think he is.
Yeah. He shows up. He's like, what's up, guys? I did Opie and Anthony one time, and they fucked with him, and they only wanted his assistant on and not him, and they like made him mad, so I didn't get to meet him, and I just wanted to meet Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
I was like, can I meet Guy Fieri?
He's wearing a jacket that on the back of it was like, fire? I'm in Miami, bitch.
Oh,
like,
dude, yeah.
You're such a fucking
dude.
Tool.
Is he?
He was like, awesome, though.
Is he you're Chef also Kid in Rock? Phoenix.
What?
Is he Chef Kid Rock?
He's...
That's a good call.
No, Kid Rock's actually cooler.
Yeah.
Kid Rock's actually cool.
Shane nailed it. He's Food Buffett.
He's Food Buffett.
Food Buffett, okay.
Yeah. It's Comedy Buffett. He's Food Buffett.
Yeah, because to be a Buffett, your fans have to have the feeling of like, I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and it's the a whole, party. It's a giant party.
That's the ethos of Buffett.
Yeah.
I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
Yeah. Your dad fell victim to the Buffets.
My dad was a monk. He was a Buffett monk. Yeah. He lived a lifestyle until he died.
Seclusion.
Yeah. He went to the temple. He abandoned his family and lived
took
in
a vow
seclusion.
Of silence to his family.
Yeah. He took the parrot vow of silence to party until he can no longer live.
Until he gets to that cheeseburger in paradise.
Yeah, dude, he is. He's munching a cheeseburger in paradise.
I like mine.
So when you're there, at the thing,
at
are you
Diddy's?
Like, are you hungover at or because you took the
no,
night
I,
off,
I took it Saturday, I took it relatively easy. I was still hungover from all of them combined,
yeah. Because dude, you're doing
I
like,
was hungover until yesterday.
Do you have like a you ever have like when you drink too much, you get your tongue like feels weird, it like gets dry, everything. The dry tongue,
bro. And when you're in the desert, your skin's dry, your mouth, oh,
and that heat is people are like, oh, it's so nice in the winter, but you're like, I lived there for 5 years,
yeah,
it is nice. When you first walk outside,
great.
When you walk outside though,
yeah,
if you're hungover, it's nice, but you're right, it's dry.
It's very
so dry.
Dry
that you're like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah. Thanks. If we go next year, I'm not doing a week.
No.
But doing 3 or 4 days.
That's got to be too much, man.
Yeah, it was so much.
I mean, I got to go to the Super Bowl in 2019 and I flew in the day before and left the day after, and that was too much.
Yeah.
That was like, ugh, fuck, yeah. That was a lot. Because the whole city's buzzing. The whole city's like, everything that's going on is Super Bowl. Everyone famous. All the big corporations are all there just throwing
Pfizer
money.
Was there.
Yeah. Pfizer
Moderna.
Was there. All the big guys.
Johnson & Johnson. All the dogs.
Theranos.
I know this is a lot of name dropping. You know? No, I feel lame about it.
Yeah,
but
listen. Lamar and I are here because...
I figure you guys would like...
Yeah.
Dude, that was... I'd like yeah, it. That's fucking cool.
There you go, the game. So cool. The game was...
I mean,
incredible.
How was the Black National Anthem in person?
I missed it. I didn't even know it was happening.
When did you? Did
when
you?
When the fuck did they play it? I didn't even realize.
At the beginning,
they did like,
at the
beginning.
Way
I was
beginning.
There.
Yeah,
I didn't even.
I'd probably say 30 minutes before Chris Stapleton was probably even in the building.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't there for it.
They did.
Stapleton murdered that
Stapleton
American.
Did murder. Like,
Stapleton fucking rocks.
Dude, there was people in the room crying. I was like, damn, this guy's
me
good.
Me and Jay looked at each other when Sirianni was like sobbing, and we were like.
Dude, can I tell you right now?
It's not great. It's not a great sign. This guy's an emotional wreck.
Just something that I've witnessed as a football fan and a theory that I have is you cannot cry until you've won the Super Bowl.
Mm.
If you cry before that, it's like coming too fast.
Mm.
And then they're like, because Vernon Davis, this is the reason I remember. I remember Vernon Davis made that catch against the Saints in the playoffs. They called
was
it
that
like,
the one where he got murdered?
Yeah, he got murdered
was
in
the
middle.
Pylon? Oh, no.
No, that was, in the Seahawks. That was the Seahawks at NFC Championship game, rocking them. But,
that was a sad one.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Saints game. He caught a touchdown pass after he had dropped like 3, and we won the game, and he cried, and I was like, that's not good.
Mm.
And then we lost the next week to the Giants, and I was like, you can't cry till you win the Super Bowl. And I saw Sirianni just being like...
She's on the screen. I was watching the thing, and then I looked. Me and Jay like locked eyes. Jay was like, "Jesus Christ,
dude!" The meanest tweet right after you guys lost had to have been a Giants or a Cowboys fan someone tweeted out "Cry Eagles Cry" and it was Sirianni crying, and you're like, ah.
I didn't think I was going to take the loss as hard as I did.
Oh my god, yeah. You're there.
It took me like, I still haven't watched highlights. Don't. I still can't watch that. Don't. I can't look at it.
By the way,
I haven't consumed media. Can I tell you it's right all now, about the Super Bowl.
It doesn't go away next season. The start of next season, you'll be like, all right, well, I'm over it. It's been a full offseason. And then they'll show you clips of the Super Bowl, and you'll be like, I don't. This.
Are you guys allowed to go to Super Bowls anymore? Because both times you guys went, your teams lost.
All right. It was the Chiefs. Everyone knows that the organization is
I'm just saying,
in cahoots with the devil.
We do need to – you may need to
– rectify
that. Get some guns and head to Kansas City.
Need to show them that they're dealing with the fucking devil. Yeah. It was –
Andy Reid looks like – he looked like Dr. Robotnik
Andy
from Sonic.
Andy Reid does rule.
Andy Reid.
I do love Andy Reid.
I mean, the one thing that lifted my spirits after the I was there when the 49ers lost was the quote where he's like, ate a cheeseburger and went to sleep.
Yeah, he's awesome. Like,
all right, he's fun.
Andy Reid rules, but the rest of that team's a bunch of fucking dorks.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Other than the O-line.
The O-line's your friends. But Travis Kelce, he's not going to be your bae.
He could be.
You think? You think
but you'd be in cahoots with the big wig? Get off of me, dude.
Shane,
you're so cool. Get off
the
big, of me.
You think you and the big wig won't be friends?
No.
He's going to be like,
what's up, dog? Big wig. My boy Shane.
And you're like, what's up, big wig? And he's going to be like,
everybody down at us.
Everybody, put respect
no one
on my
you.
Name.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're a juju guy. You're more of a juju guy.
I hate juju.
Really?
Did you see what he was talking? He was saying shit?
No.
You didn't see him on Twitter?
No.
AJ Brown fucking body bagged him.
Yeah.
Really? After the shit was going
so
down?
So Juju posted a Valentine.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh.
Of
AJ Brown.
Of no, no. Of
the guy who did the holding
call. Yeah, it was the holding call.
It wasn't Gardner Johnson. It was it was Bradbury.
Bradbury.
Posted it was like, I'll hold you.
Yeah. Good bit.
Kind of. Not after you beat the not after a bullshit call.
Yeah.
If they, a guy who had a Pro Bowl season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You did nothing.
Yeah.
You fucking make fun of the guy who blew, like, lost the game on a fucking bad call.
Yeah.
That's bitch shit.
Yeah. That is like, that's like you slipping and being like, oh, you can't catch your feet. And you're like, fuck you. You
know that was it would be like a random player after Chris Webber called a timeout.
Yeah.
Being like, nice timeout. It's like, you were on the bench. Shut the fuck up.
Why don't you take a timeout to think about this? And he's like, I'll fucking kill you, dude. The only reason you're in North Carolina is because your fucking grades are good. Because you lift up the average. Yeah, so at the game, because as someone that's been to a Super Bowl and watched their team lose, specifically to the Chiefs, it's fucking brutal. I had to sit in the Chiefs section.
We were behind the Chiefs bench.
Well, I was in the fan section.
Oh.
Because Kathy got me a ticket, and she's like, I got you a ticket. Because McDaniel was still coaching on the Niners.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, can I get a ticket? I'm going to go down there. And his wife was like, they're like $5,000. And I was like, I don't think I can do that. And then Kath was still working for ESPN, and she was like, I got you a ticket. Come on down here. And then I got there, and she goes, it's in the Chiefs section. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then Fred Warner picked Patrick Mahomes in the third quarter, and I stood up and yelled, suck my dick. Yeah. Like, in full red, I had my Niners hat, fucking hoodie on, stood up. I was like, suck my dick. Because everyone's like, he's never thrown an interception in the postseason. And then Fred Warner picked him. And I stood up and yelled that. And then this fucking section had so much fun watching the Chiefs come back and then watching me melt that. Like, I felt it like them, like there was like a wave coming over a wall, like I just sat there. And then you guys lost in such a bullshit fashion that it was down to the last second. And I asked Jay this, were you there when the confetti was shot out?
Yeah, but we left right away,
so you didn't get hit with any of the confetti.
Might have been hit with some confetti,
because here's the deal, Kathy, and this is why I'm making her my bride, She had her leather coat on, and she was like this because she's a Pats fan. She didn't give a shit, but she cared. I was like sad, and it was like they were running out the clock, and she goes, "We gotta go." And I was like, "What?" She goes, "We gotta go now. Let's leave." And I left, and as we were walking out, she's like, "I don't want you to get hit with that confetti." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't think of how much that would have fucking hurt." Mm. Oh, where you had it because you were up 10, like we were up 10. Oh,
Hurts played a nearly perfect game.
He should have been the MVP. I texted you that. And I meant that.
But
he
that fumble fucking, was
He had the fumble to give up a touchdown, but he had four touchdowns.
The fumble was
over 300 yards passing. He played his fucking dick off.
But dude, he looked pissed. He looked ready for next season though. Hurts.
I think, hopefully.
When you're at the game, here's the thing. Because you go through the stages of like, wow, we're at the Super Bowl. And you're there with your friends. You're there with you're there with Bert and Jay and Norman. You're having fun.
Perfect crew.
You got a new NFC Bay. Christian McCaffrey, arguably one of the coolest football players of all time.
Yeah,
is friends with you. So you're like, what a win. You got to see Drake feet away. And then like, and
everything's
then,
perfect.
And then the Eagles are balling.
Up 10 at half. I'm like, and if the Eagles win, we're going to the after party with the team.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you know this, they have that party regardless.
No, I know that. But I wasn't going to go to that one. The invite was still there, and I was like, I'm not going to do that.
I had to go because McDaniel gave us family and friends, and I was meeting up. And so we were up, just like you guys, we were up in the second half, and I get the text, hey, if the 49ers win, go to gate whatever.
Yeah.
We'll go on the field to see Mike. And I was like,
that's what I got.
And you're like, okay. So then you start doing this. The game's still going on. You go, where's 105?
Yeah. 105. I told Jay. I said, hey, just so you know, if they win, I got a text that says we can go on the field.
And then the comeback starts happening.
Although I will say, I knew it was coming.
Mahomes got hurt.
I knew that. With
I don't
that
know if that
team,
injury was real.
You don't think it was real?
I said the same thing. I said, it was boy, that guy, he loves. He sold it. He loves limping for the camera.
And he loves doing this. You know what he does? He does.
Don't get
same.
Me wrong. I would have quit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a pussy. I'm not saying he's that tough.
All I'm saying is his ankle face is very similar to mine when you're trying to make a girl feel good about a blowjob.
Yeah. I don't even feel it.
Yeah.
I don't feel a single thing.
I just know you're down there.
I'm just making noises because otherwise I'm just going to lay here silent.
Just to breathe through your nose blowjob. Well, they showed Mahomes walk back to the locker room, and he didn't limp.
He had like, that weird walk. I hate
he Kaiser Soze'd you guys.
I hate him.
He was like walking, and then he was like, fine. He's like, I'm here. I'm out here.
Although I will say this. I've come full circle to Jackson Mahomes.
Yeah?
I like him,
big
dude.
Fan?
I think it's so funny.
Why, just because he causes chaos?
I think, no, I was just watching clips of people being like, fuck these two, and it's Mahomes' wife in the box, like, nobody can stop us. It's so funny. And
dude, she's
NFL,
totally sensational Sherry.
Yeah.
She's the sensational Sherry of the NFL. And she's like,
you're going to pay.
She's
he
awesome.
Can throw it. He can run
she's
it.
She's popping champagne on a freezing cold Chiefs fan.
Spraying it on poor people from Kansas City that spent all their money getting a ticket to
the
AFC
and
Championship
the gay
game.
Brothers.
That means my home has to be Booker T. Super Bowl, we're coming for you.
Oh, shit.
Jackson Mahomes is hilarious.
Okay, so, but
that didn't bother me.
So, take us back to the game. So, Rihanna's performing.
How was that?
Wonderful
dude.
Performance.
Wonderful.
I couldn't believe how good it was.
Dude, yeah.
I mean,
you see ASAP? Awesome. You see ASAP?
I did not see ASAP.
Okay.
But at halftime,
Collinsworth walked up the steps. Did I tell you this? Did Jay tell you this?
No.
So, me and Jay were joking in the car ride. We're like, if we see Collinsworth,
well,
there's going to be a fight.
Let me give a little back context. Right. Shane, we would get together when I still lived in Astoria. We got together and watched an Eagles game because I was living with Vecchione. Jay came over. We got sandwiches. We were all watching the Eagles game. And for some reason,
you ordered yourself a meal all grown up and didn't get anyone else food.
That was Browns Niners, dude. That was Browns Niners.
That was wild.
That was Browns Niners. I invited people over for Monday Night Football.
And
I showed
ordered
them
a single
food.
Meal from grub up.
No, I brought food back from a streetcar, and I was like, I don't know, you guys can get something. And everyone was like, you didn't get food for anybody? I was like, I got myself chicken and rice. Worried about your goddamn self.
That's not so funny.
But the Eagles game, because Jay went and got sandwiches, we all got sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it, and Collinsworth loves to talk shit about the Eagles. He just always, I've noticed it since then. He just always shit talks the Eagles. And then Jay was getting mad. And then Shane started Shane and Jay, where he goes, dude, Collinsworth would fuck you up.
Yeah, and Jay was like, no, he wouldn't.
At first, it's the laugh thing where he goes like, yeah, okay, Shane. And then Shane's like, I'm serious, man. He's an athlete. He's like long. You'd gas out.
I kept telling him that they'd be in a hallway. Collinsworth would splash whiskey in his face, slap him, and they would pull him apart.
Is that what you said at the Super Bowl?
I was saying it to him then. I was like, here's how it would go down. Yeah. You'd come up. He'd say, peasant, and throw his $1,000 whiskey in your face and slap you in the face.
So now you guys are at the Super Bowl.
So we're at the Super Bowl. On the way there, he was like, what if we see Collinsworth? I was like, I mean, we're not. Yeah. We're not. No chance. Literally, I'm on the aisle seat. I see him walking up the steps. I was like, no way. He's about to walk. I was like, Jay. He sees Collinsworth. He was like. And I was like, what the fuck? That's crazy. Yeah,
that's nuts.
Yeah.
So after halftime, you're like,
Rihanna, what a performance.
What a great show.
Wow.
And now you're like, let's finish this thing up.
Let's go. I was like, they get the ball at half. This thing's far from over.
Yeah.
And 10 points is nothing.
Yeah.
And they score, and then they score again. And they have fucking like a punt return touchdown, defensive touch. I mean, they were.
Yeah, they were
defensive touchdown, I think, was the first half. But
you start rolling.
You can't give up a defensive touchdown and a punt return. You can't beat them with that.
But then you guys answer, which the 49ers were incapable of doing.
Get the two-point conversion, but so there's 5 minutes left. And it's like.
And they start driving. They get down to about a minute 15.
Hopefully they score quick. Yeah. We get a chance.
And you saw Sirianni call it, like, let him score. Yeah. We want the ball back.
Oh, yeah.
Let him score. And then the Bradbury hold call happens. And then basically at that point, you're like.
Oh, as soon as the hold was called, I was like, oh, it's game.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to. It's literally the flag left his hands, and I was like, game.
Yeah.
I was like, it's over.
Fuck.
You and the other Kelsey, too.
And then they wasted the clock and kicked the field goal.
Oh.
Just one of the. Gayest ways to win a game is waste the clock at the 1 yard line.
How quiet.
It's like a technical wrestling match.
Yeah.
It's just like,
ugh.
After the best match of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so.
Well, one of them. It was a really great game.
It was a good game.
So how quiet were you leaving? Were you like, you don't talk.
I didn't think that was going to hurt that bad.
Dude, it hurts.
That hurt so bad.
Katie said something to me that I snapped at her a little bit and then later had to apologize because, you know, she's been to a lot of Super Bowls working for ESPN. And she was like, I'm going to tell you this right now. She's like, I've been to Super Bowls where the Patriots have won and I've been when they've lost. And she's like, I promise I'm trying to say this to make you feel better. It's not as good when they win as it's as bad when they lose.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? She's like, this is the worst feeling in sports, what you're going through.
Yeah.
Because you're walking out and you're watching Chiefs fans and their mashed potato faces just go like, oh my God, we did it. They're hugging and shit. And you're just like, all of that. And by the way, you had spent a week there having like unbelievable time. I had been when I went to the Super Bowl, I had been flying out to San Francisco and staying with McDaniel, going to the divisional game.
And
going
your
to the
guys coaching your
it's
buddies.
It's my boy from middle school's coaching my favorite team. And it's like, I was like, we're going to go on the field. And that loss happens. And it's like instantly you're like, fuck.
I got to get out of here. I got to get an Uber for the next 3 hours.
Did you just go drink?
We went to a bar.
Put on Drake.
No, that's not a Drake time.
That's not a Drake time.
You can't put on Drake because Drake's
fucking Batman soundtrack time. What's that song?
It's just scores. Christopher Nolan scores. And this noise a lot.
No, there's something in the way.
Oh, you're doing the Batman.
Batman.
The emo bat. The city's dark. You're just talking like Batman?
Where are you?
I'm so
Where is she?
Where is she?
So you go back. Batman. You go to the bar.
Go to the bar.
Are you just like
turn on the Jets a little? I'm starting to feel good again. I can drink my way out of this thing.
Yeah, you can fucking.
You don't think I can get out of this?
You think I can? What's that, sir?
I said, how about you suck my ding dong, Chiefs? But then that did not help. The hangover did not help. The hangover did not help the loss.
So did you stay there an extra day?
No, you had to get on a plane home
early,
bro.
Can I ask you something?
Oh,
did you wear your gear at the airport?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, this was the craziest running. I'm at the airport.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney.
What? The soccer star?
Really? Who looks just, he's like a short little fat guy now.
Yeah.
He's no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
I'm the only one that was like,
holy fuck.
Wayne Rooney. I just dabbed him up. He kept walking.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah. I was like, big fan.
He's like, well,
I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy. That's like you being at a Premier League game.
It was crazy.
That is like you being at a Premier League game.
And Tom Brady.
But like Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
He's just chilling. And you're like, no one's talking to you? And he's like, eh, not really my scene.
I'm just here getting loaded by myself.
Dude, that's fucking, what a cool run-in. Yeah. The airport is, I would say, outside of leaving the stadium, the airport sucks.
Super Bowl, yeah.
Because you're watching Chiefs fans with that like giddiness. I was in line at TSA. And I had my 49ers hat on, and this like old black dude was talking to these Chiefs fans, and he goes, man, y'all had a hell of a season. That was a great game, too. You guys really took it from them. And I'm just like standing there, and then he sees me, he goes, I see you in your colors. He's like, way to rep. And I was like, I don't want to hear that right now. Yeah. Don't try to pick me up with the fucking participation.
I spazzed on a guy at the bar after. You did? Yeah.
Why?
He was just some old dude in a Chiefs jersey with like two Chiefs, like his sons. And he was like, he said, E-A-G-L-E-S, losers.
Oh.
And I was on the other side of the table like, why are you talking? Like, I got so drunk. I was so drunk I couldn't talk. I was like, you're doing a lot of this, dude. Shut the fuck up.
What did he say?
He left.
Was he like, all right.
I like actually spazzed.
Yeah,
dude.
You should. I was like, the refs fucking bailed you out in the AFC Championship. They bailed you out in the Super Bowl. Fuck off. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking
bitch.
Wasn't
there one call where it was like defense isn't ready or something?
They were
Substitution. They were because the play ended up on the sideline, they were supposed to give the defense enough time to substitute. Mm. So they stopped the clock. Which they then challenged Devontae Smith's fucking catch.
Which
it was a good catch.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot better than the catch that fucking killed us.
Purdy killed you guys.
Yeah. Pretty getting injured, but it is,
at least you knew that was over from the start. Don't get me wrong, that's a shit way to lose.
Well, what sucked is it was like I've spent like a lot of money on like pay-per-views for boxing when I didn't have money, and someone breaks a hand and they say, they go, his corner has a lot, he is fighting without a right hand, and you're like,
oh, it's over then.
Cool, I get to watch him jab out of this.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, I mean, did you talk to CMC at all about it?
Because
he was like about to play quarterback.
No.
They like put him in the helmet with the green fucking button.
No, I made that mistake with Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Heinicke's the bro.
He's the man.
He's the bro.
Well, he's like a fan of comedy.
Yeah.
He fucking rules.
He loves comedy.
Taylor Heinicke fucking rules.
He came and got fucked up with us. Like, Heinicke rules. But that was the first thing I said to him was, I was like, then I realized I should shut the fuck up about football to these guys.
Because
I was like, oh, remember when you took that dive against the Eagles to. Because he, like, the way the Eagles lost to the Redskins this year was a late hit.
Yeah, yeah.
He, like, took a knee. He was about to get sacked, and he took a knee. And then he got hit, and he flopped a little. Won the game on it, which he's the only guy until Mahomes to beat Hurts.
Yeah.
But as soon as I brought that up to him, I was like, I should shut the fuck up. I'm a fan.
Did he act weird, or was he just
No, he was cool. He was laughing about it, but I was like, what if he wasn't?
Yeah.
And then I'm just a douche. It's like, you fucking cheated.
Yeah. Like, you cheated to win. And he's like, hey, guy.
You cheated to beat my team. He's
my quarterback. Team.
He's getting drilled by fucking Brandon Graham in the face.
Yeah, because you don't want to bring, like, with CMC, he's your new buddy. You don't want to be like.
Well, I don't want to take things too fast with CMC. I want to ease into this.
I need to facilitate this.
Well,
I'm looking for personal interest. I need to facilitate a Shane CMC mashup.
And Nate Diaz, Niner Ooh. Gang, dude.
Niner Gang, dude. Bang, 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 bang. By the way, did I show you our boy? Someone bought a fucking, cameo from Homeboy.
Oh.
So now that's, I got it locked
Niner
and loaded.
Gang.
Oh, let's go.
That's you. My friend got me one.
Posted it. Yeah. But now I just needed that clip.
Niner game, so nice.
So next season, I just got it locked and loaded just to send it because we're playing all of the NFC East.
Yeah.
So I got Giants fans that I'm friends with. I'm going to be dropping it on if we win. The Birds.
It's going to be a good game.
Niners, I think it's going to open the season.
I hope so.
I bet it's Thursday Night Football, Niners, because it's at Eagles.
On Amazon.
Is it always division? Same conference?
Not always.
God, I hope it's Chiefs Eagles.
Are you guys playing
that
running
back? That run back?
I don't know. I don't think.
Because they already have the opponent.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right.
They already have the opponent. Because, dude, You want that. That's what the NFL wants. The NFL wants to run it back immediately with KFC, with KC and fucking Philly.
Because
that was...
Niners will be fun.
Niners-Eagles will be fun.
There's a lot of, you know, some grudge matches.
Is Garopp going to be back?
Well, you know what?
Jimmy Garopp?
No. There's rumors he's going to Tampa.
Yeah.
What's funny is like you like spazzing out how much better it feels. You know I went nuclear on DeRosa, right? It was a problem. It was a problem for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like Jay had to see me. Jay saw me and Jay was like, come on, dude. Like he saw how mad I was. Cause DeRosa during the Eagles game was like, huh, looks like the 49 in our group text is like, huh, looks like the 49ers didn't want it bad enough. And I was like, hey, DeRosa, I'm gonna read you what I wrote to him.
DeRosa's such a cocksucker.
He's such a cocksucker. He's the Joker because he doesn't care about anything. But dude, you're going to love this because this is such a... Shane's watched me fucking flat out.
You're spazzed.
Yeah. I've gone... And like when you yelled at that old man, I was like, good.
Yes.
Good.
Do it. Dude, I went like this. I went, you're doing a lot of talking. Because I was so drunk. I thought I wasn't that drunk, but then I tried to start talking shit. And I was like, oh, I can't talk. You're doing a lot of this.
Oh, dude.
I scared an old man after the game. He was old.
DeRosa texted me. This is like third quarter. Josh Johnson's out.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's coming in with the torn elbow. I know it's like, this game ain't happening.
Yeah.
DeRosa texted me. Man, the 49ers just did not bring it today. Very poor playing. And some lousy sportsmanship to boot. It's a shame. Very funny.
Hilarious.
Very, very funny.
Hilarious.
Not in the state I was in.
No.
I was by myself. Kath left to LA to film something. I'm with the dog at home alone.
Oh.
Very angry. And I wrote, Joe, you're a chick. Go look up a recipe. I wrote, go put on an apron and cook a casserole, you bitch. And then he wrote, your team needs a recipe for winning. And then he wrote, and these bums just started a fight on the field. I remember when this was a game. And I wrote, can't, dude, this is me. I'll tell you right now, this is me.
Dude, I've been shaking angry in text.
Dude,
team losses.
I was standing up texting this. Yeah. I wrote, can't wait for your pussy ass to call me later. Hey, buddy, I was just joking. Joe, you are an enormous... Hang it. I would slap you in your mouth if you were in the same room with me right now. And dude, the fallout from that was like, they lose. And then like, I got days to come down. I'm still hot. And then Joe, I talked to Joe finally and he goes, you know, that's the part that really hurt. I was going to call you and tell you I was joking because I was joking. And I was like, yeah, dude. But it feels good. I said this.
No, I get it.
I said this publicly. At the end, I end up thanking DeRosa for being a person I could focus my anger on. That old man let you pop that pimple where you're like,
that felt good.
Fuck you, do the fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Because you're going to carry that around with you regardless. So just get it out.
I had one of the worst spazzes ever again. So this is a tough spaz.
Yeah.
I was in the group, my college friend's group text at the time. The U.S. soccer team lost to Portugal.
Okay.
Or tied Portugal in the last second, and it fucked the U.S. in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And I was like, in the group, I was the only one who cared in the group text. I was like, fucking Ronaldo thinks he's so cool. And they were like, dude, you're a fat loser. Ronaldo's the man. And I was like, you guys are the ones who are losing.
You get so mad, dude. You get so fucking mad. Spazzing out.
Ronaldo's awesome. You're a loser.
Dude, the best spazzes with sports, whenever they make it happen, I remember when Randy Couture fought Brock Lesnar for the UFC heavyweight championship. There was this dude I was friends with that I waited tables with, just a fucking street urchin from Queens. He was like a busboy, but he was cool as fuck. And he would just get fucked up. And he's like, yo, I'm in Astoria. And I was like, hey, I DVR'd the Lesnar Couture fight. I don't want to know who won. You can come over. We're going to drink beers and watch it. And they're walking to the ring. We watched the whole pay-per-view card. They're walking to the ring. And this dude, Mikey, goes, man, can't believe Lesnar won. And I went, and I just spazzed out. I was like, why the fuck would you open your mouth right now? Why the? And then, dude, he left.
You are. People don't know. Soder's.
You look like you got a scary rage.
I got rage, dude. Yeah. My therapist calls it annihilation anger.
I've noticed it. You get some table punches during a video game where you're
I don't do that anymore. I'm pretty good about that now.
I had to stop playing Mortal Kombat because I would punch holes in the walls.
Right? Yeah. I don't know what it is, man.
Mortal Kombat is one of the more frustrating ones.
You're doing the same move. I got into Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah, just Scorpion doing a teleport punch the whole time.
Matt's move.
Is it really?
Matt does the teleport punch with Scorpion.
That's like doing the...
Nothing better than catching him with an uppercut.
Yeah. Oh.
That's like crouching with Dhalsim in Street Fighter and just kicking. Or using your arms. But dude, I spazzed on that guy to the point where he left my house, and then just seeing him at work the next week and being like, hey, my bad, man. And he was like,
"Nah, that was his bad."
Yeah, he was like, "Nah, dude, you paid for a pay per view, and I fucking ruined it." Because then I'm just watching the whole match. And I'm like, "I fucking know how this ends."
Yeah,
dude, sports. For some reason, sports get me riled.
That fucked me.
Why was
that
Randy Couture the heavyweight champion anyway?
I don't know, dude. It was cool. He came out to Aerosmith's "Back in the Saddle" again. That was
pretty sweet. Volkanovski this weekend, I got fucked on that.
Yeah, me too.
So I was the one. So after, on Saturday night, after the show, we just went home to watch the UFC.
Fun.
But I had to, I was like, I have an ESPN, I'll buy it. And while I was searching it, obviously it was like,
oh, happening.
You see Islam holding up the belt. And I was like,
shit, fuck.
It was a good fight. Happens. Did you watch the fight though?
Yeah.
It was a good fight. It was like a, it was very like, if it wasn't a title fight, Volk would have won.
I don't think Volk won.
He won.
I didn't watch it at all. I just saw the result.
Volk was fucking him up the whole time. Islam's wrestling didn't work as great as it usually works.
True, but
even when
still,
he got him down, Volk was like fucking him up.
It was the judge. That's what I mean,
because
though.
Because Paddy will like win that decision, or like Sean O'Malley will win that decision, but Volk won't.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Flash. That's true.
It's very annoying.
The guy that Paddy beat, Jared Flash Gordon, lives around
here. He's in Astoria.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
He's in Astoria guy through it, like born and raised. Nice. Jared Gordon rules. Should have won that fight.
He should have.
Yeah. That's why I was really cheering for him. Because I was like, oh, man, don't toss fucking Gordon to Paddy like he's just a fucking guy. And then he had a good fight. Yeah, that's sports spazzes are
so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. I had to have a conversation with Joe where I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to work on this in therapy. I don't know where the fuck this is coming from.
You think sports spazzes are more embarrassing than video game spazzes?
They're the same. They come from the same place.
It's the exact same spazz.
The same inferiority spazz.
It just comes from, it comes from the, why? It's that noise.
Yeah, but at least a video game, you can be like, run it back right now. Play me right. The best move you can do is as the guy who won go. No.
Yeah. Walk away. Walk away from it.
No.
No rematch.
Yeah. No. No.
We don't
rematch.
Have a rematch clause.
You gotta beat a couple other people before you get to play me again.
Oh, dude. I remember I got a PlayStation 2.
Matt used to fucking Matt's a psycho. Matt's a secret spaz.
Dude, secret spazzes.
Actually, no. He's very public about how much he spazzes. But we would play video games, and then he would run up the steps after he lost. he's got that rompy fucking
that ass jiggle.
He's always so like, you know, Matt. He's like, everything's cool. I'm chill. He's one of the chillest people I've ever met. But then you get him a good video game spaz, and he'll run up the stairs. He's still got the little brother energy.
Yeah. Dude, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by a video game spaz 20 years later. My senior year of high school, I bought a PlayStation 2 with like my work money, and I got Madden 01.
Nice.
And I was just playing it nonstop. Yeah. And all my boys were like, my mom was gone a lot.
It was Madden 01, was that?
Eddie George.
Eddie George on the cover.
Yeah.
Eddie George cover. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm like, dude, this is going to be
2000 Culpepper?
Yep.
Ooh.
Good call. Now,
02, Sean Alexander?
No. That was 07.
02 was
way out of line. No, 07 was Vince Young. Or was that 08?
It might have been 08 was Vince Young. Because Vince Young was on the cover of the NCAA game.
No, he was not. Wasn't.
No?
No.
No, that was Boise State. That was Boise State.
Can you do
that was
Kellen
Moore?
Yeah, it was. Can you do the... Because I can start 03 with Wanky.
03? Are you sure that wasn't 02? Are you sure that wasn't 02, Wanky?
I want to say...
Hold on. Fire it up. Let's see if we can do it.
02 might have been...
This is going to be tough.
This is going to be hard. I mean, I'm like trying to think back on NCAA, which, by the way, coming back in 2024.
Cannot wait.
Because they get paid
launch day.
Right?
Cannot wait.
Launch day, just get ready because I'm finding you.
Oh, yeah.
And we're fucking NCAA in it.
I mean, this is just a sports podcast now.
Yeah,
Notre Dame's
shitting
the bed right now.
Shane talk sports.
Yeah, Matt's gone, dude. It's time to talk sports.
But dude, back to spazzing. I fucking got, I was playing Madden 01. Like, I'd come home from school and just play it all weekend, play it. And my mom was gone for like a week. And I was like, dude, Friday night, I got a fake ID. Let's go get a bunch of beers. We'll have a Madden tournament for money. Everyone will put in money. And I had like 8 friends. And I was like, dude, I'm about to win everyone.
02 was Winky. 03 was Joey Harrington.
I think it's reverse. Reverse. 02 is Harrington. 03 is Winky. 04
or no,
is...
No.
Are
Winky.
You on Madden's or NCAA?
NCAA. Oh, okay. Winky would have been...
Florida State.
Older, though.
Yeah, but he was an older quarterback.
No, but I'm saying they won...
Oh, you're saying
in like
it was...
2000.
He... Oh, fuck. Is he 2000?
They won in like 9... They beat Vic.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
01 might be...
Harrington might be
Joey
01.
Harrington.
Yeah, because at Oregon...
This is fun, though. It's not great podcasting, but it's pretty fun.
Fun to think back on who it was.
So, Dan, this tournament, you had your tournament.
Yes. I had 8. So, I had like 7 of my friends, even my friends that were like, I don't even play video games. I'm like, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun to have a tournament.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to have a tournament.
Hey, dude. And I'm a bit like, of attorney.
And I'm like, it's my house. It'll be fun to win.
A bit of a gamer.
It'll pay back for the beer money or whatever. Dude, I lost in the second round. I remember Dante Culpepper was the quarterback of the Vikings.
Yeah.
And my friend would just do the same move.
Was it, were you playing? You said Madden.
Yeah.
All right.
So he would just roll right and then just fucking bomb it with Culpepper. And I remember I lost. My friend Mike Fujak beat me. He's quiet, very nice man.
Fuge.
Dude, Fu-Tang beat me. Yeah. I stood up and put 4 holes in my wall in front of
it. You threw a combo?
I was like, dude, I was like honking out. I was like, ah! 4 holes in my wall. And dude, I swear to God, all my friends went like, not even laughing at me. This is what was worse. They go, I don't want to do this anymore. And I was like, why? You guys won. And they're
finish
like,
the tournament. Like, Sit down and finish
the tournament. And then I just like was, so, I spazzed so hard that I just remember being out in the garage smoking cigarettes and they came out and they're like, Fujak won, and I was like, at least I lost to the winner.
I got second. I was the second best.
The second best team. I took him the distance.
I caused a video game spaz. I was at the mall with my mom.
Okay.
So this was, I had to go to the mall with my mom and sisters.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse as a young man than being dragged to the mall.
Because you're going to lady stores.
They go to lady stores. I always go. I would just go straight to the video game.
Hit the Funko Land.
I don't even know. Yeah, it might have been Funko Land. It was like KB Toys used to have some video game.
Well, they would have the screen and the plastic bubble and then
so
the
I would
tubes
just
out.
Sit there and play. But I went to one and they were just having an NFL 2K tournament.
NFL 2K, RIP.
Let's go.
One of the most fun
games.
Can
I be in the tournament? They're like, yeah. There ended up being like 6 people. And the winner got a copy of the game.
Yeah.
So I get to the finals. It was 2-minute quarters.
Yeah.
I got the ball in the second half and ran the clock out. Oh. I was a kid. I ran like...
Who are you going against?
An adult.
Oh.
And I ran the clock.
So he understood what you were doing. Yeah,
I ran the clock the whole quarter.
He goes, you know, it's not cool to do that. Was it that kind of thing?
And he grabbed the game off the shelf and ran out of the store. And
no!
They got him. They got him. Security got him.
Damn, dude, you got a guy a fucking case.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he got fucking charged.
And he was right to be upset.
Yeah. You just being like running and then looking at him.
Yeah, just be like off tackle.
Off tackle.
We're going off tackle,
good
right?
Good luck, pitch.
3 yards. That's another minute off the clock.
And then he's like, he goes 4th and 1. You got to punt it. Yeah. And you go, or just run it.
I'll just run a quarterback seat.
Yeah, I can just get through.
First down.
Did you look up what the NCAA was?
You got the list of them? So I think 01 is going to be Winky.
01 is Winky. All right. No, I think 01 is Harrington.
I think they won the 2000.
I think you're right. 2000's Winky.
Okay.
01 is Winky. Harrington. 02 is...
I think that's Sean Alexander.
I think it's 2000. Chris Leak.
No, Florida. No. I think it's Sean Alexander from Alabama running back.
It might be.
So I think it's 2000 Winky.
2000 is Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander.
01?
2001 is Winky.
Winky. 02 is Joey Harrington from Oregon.
03.
Ooh.
03 is...
It's Delaware, I think.
Oregon player.
Oregon.
03? Is it Harrington again?
It's Carson Palmer, the quarterback.
Oh, no. It's USC. USC.
Carson Palmer. Sorry.
Carson Palmer's alert.
Yeah.
04.
Might have.
This is a tough period. 04 is
Reggie
tough.
Bush?
Reggie was 06 or 07.
I know in Madden, 04 was the Mike Vick year.
Pitt.
Oh, Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was a good year.
Yeah, 04 is Fitzgerald. 05 has got to be Reggie Bush.
05.
Reggie Who is it?
Desmond Howard.
The Heisman. Classic year.
06 is Reggie Bush, because that was the first Xbox 360 one.
Yeah, in 05, yeah, that's when I moved here to New York. And I remember the 05 Desmond Howard, you could do career mode, and the better you played, you had girlfriends. Do you remember that?
What?
Dude, like, they started, the EA used to have cool shit. You, as the head coach in Dynasty mode, you could be like, a dude got in trouble for academic stuff, and you'd be like, nah, he's playing. Yeah. Sanctions.
Yeah, and then if you did the solo career mode, you got a better dorm.
Yeah, it had an ugly girl at first. Yeah,
Your freshman girlfriend was like ugly, and then by the time you were a senior, you were like, dime pieces.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, bring that back, dude.
True.
Yeah.
I thought it was, if it's in the game, it's in the game.
It's in the game. Where's the nerd that's helping me with my test?
EA Sports.
Yeah. I thought it was in the game.
In the game.
Oh, damn, dude.
So
remember EA
Reggie.
Sports big? EA Sports.
Oh, yeah, where they tried to do NBA Jam for everything.
Yeah.
They're doing that now. They've destroyed video games, dude.
Yeah, video games
everything
are destroyed,
is a fucking
dude.
Online.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you want a bowl with bumpers?
Everything you have to fucking dismiss a like offer for new cards or whatever.
Dude, Madden is so hard just to get
play
to,
Madden.
To franchise.
Yeah.
Just to get to franchise.
Try to run a franchise.
I'm telling you.
I like scouting draft picks.
You do?
I like having a good time.
Dude.
I like planning this organization.
I do that in 2K. I rebuild. I go to my gym mode and I rebuild like the Sacramento Kings all the time.
Yeah, you got
to
rebuild.
I like to set the concession prices. I can't. Damn, these are high prices for peanuts.
Yeah. You go, come on, man. The working man needs to have a beer.
This is Philly. Come on. Give him a couple brewskis.
He's got a working man's got to have a beer when he's watching us. I just run dynasties with McDaniel. Because it's weird to see your friend animated on Madden. Yeah. And then, like, I'll tell him what I do.
That's awesome.
In real life.
That's awesome.
I saw him at the Jets game. I go, dude, I'm in the AFC Championship game with the Dolphins. And he goes, so why haven't you won it? That was immediately his response.
You're like, say less.
I'll take it. I go, you know what?
Don't worry.
I go, you got this situation handled with Skylar Thompson.
I'm going to get us a trophy.
I'm going to head back.
I'm going to send you a picture of this trophy.
And yeah, dude. And then when we went to the Browns game, me and my boy, they were like, because when you're like, the access you get with a head coach, you don't get a ticket. You don't have a lanyard. There's just a guy that walks you around that's like, no, he's with me, like the head of security.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you guys want to go? Watch the players get introduced, like to me and my friend Chad. And we're like, what do you mean? And we were down next to the tunnel where they run out.
Oh,
it was fucking sick. It was against the Browns like week fucking 15 or whatever. And every time a guy would run by, I go, he's killing it in my franchise. And my friend Chad would be like, I don't fucking care.
He's 86 overall.
I traded him for draft picks. And he's like, all right, I don't give a shit. Yeah, dude.
How about you? You get pumped on the vidges? Do you get excited about like when you watch wrestling and you're like, those are my guys?
Do you play 2K, WWE? Get mad?
GM mode stinks though now.
Yeah, but do you play like, I just play like random matches.
GM mode does stink. The last one sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta like match them up every time. Yeah. You have a big guy, you have a small guy. Yeah.
Well, the new one's coming out
this week. Oh, maybe like next? Yeah, March 14th. Yeah, sorry.
I pre-ordered the expensive one with Cena.
It's really unreal how much of this was just a conversation and not like a funny podcast. Yeah. I was like, and then I met this guy, and then I met this guy, and then like sports. You guys like sports?
Yeah, but what?
No, it's perfect.
You think they want to be like, all right, next topic.
I'm just listen,
Matt's
today
gone.
Today we're going to talk about East Palestine, Ohio.
Matt's gone.
When the shaman's away, the bowl will play.
Yes, yeah, time to talk sports.
It's time to talk sports.
I never get to talk
sports. Dude, you went to the fucking Super Bowl,
right?
Drake and you became friends with the most dynamic running back in the NFL.
I got to take it easy. I don't want to overdo it. It's like having a hot girlfriend or like a hot girl you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like I tagged him in a picture yesterday and I was like,
Do you think his girlfriend's going to be like, that Shane guy is talking about
Chris Godwin. From the rafters. Who would have thought?
Wait, what?
Anytime I get when O linemen are fans.
Yeah.
Or like a white dude. I'm like, yeah. Taylor Heineke. I know you're a bro. Dude.
Of course.
Yeah. You're one of us.
Yeah.
But when like Chris Godwin from the Bucks hit me up and was like, big fan, can I come to the show? I was like,
absolutely you can.
Yeah.
You're dangerous.
You're awesome.
Dangerous one on one.
The blackest guy I've ever seen.
Be my friend.
How do you like me?
Be my friend. I'm into white running backs, but I could find a place for this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, spazzing on video games. Wrestling video games are hard to spaz on.
Yeah.
Unless the computer beats you and you're like, that wouldn't happen. I start talking
about it. And I play on Legendary. I don't lose.
Me too. I think Lamar and I need to have a little.
I think we could settle this.
You need a slam jamboree? Yeah.
Although these guys try to beat me in UFC every week. And God damn, I put a hurting on these hurt them. Yeah, smash. I say, now we talk.
But do you think they're afraid to beat you?
No. I'm not one of those guys. I actually don't video game spaz.
You don't?
I don't video game
spaz. Our first hang, you actually got me to spaz, and I had the series.
I don't video game spaz.
I beat you three games.
Those were neck and neck, and then one game, there was a quit.
Well, first off.
It was an onside kick at half.
There was some bullshit going on. Shane won in a bullshit way, and I was like, we're not going
to
continue
I think
this.
It was 31-10.
I was like, we're going to run it right back, and you go, you quit. And then he just had me that whole weekend being like, I got you to quit. And I was like, no.
Made
it was
his a ass bullshit. Quit. No.
It was a bullshit reason, and we all know that. Was there anything that would get you more, I know wrestlers would geek us out.
Yeah.
And NFL players geek us all out.
Yeah.
What would, Wayne Rooney is a good example of something that where you would be like, oh shit, that no one else would care about.
Because in an airport. You saw Mad Dog Maddox, you go nuts.
Yeah. In an airport, you don't want to draw attention.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was anywhere else, I'd be like, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
But in an airport, you're just like, sup?
Is there anything is there anybody that's a
Wayne
Scholastic
Rooney would have been huge.
No, but Scholastic that would get you to pop. Is there a writer or something?
Dude, be like Cornel West.
I saw Cornel West.
Really?
He was on my fucking flight. I swear to God.
That's an easy mistake, though. Cornel West looks like every old black dude.
Here's what's crazy. I was on a flight. You're going to love it. I was on a flight with Cornel
West.
That's
a racial slur, too. If you saw a black dude, you're like, Cornel West.
What the fuck you say, motherfucker? My name is Doug. Yeah. Cornel West was on a flight. I had a transfer from Minneapolis to New York. Cornel West. And Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Were they hanging out?
Same flight. Different. Not
Greg
hanging at all.
The Hammer Valentine?
Dude, that guy was so mad.
Is that a fucking NHL in Fort? Who was that?
He's old school WWF, dude. Yeah. And I saw him and I was like, I walked up. I was like, I'm a big, not Cornel West. Greg the Hammer Valentine. Yeah, I was a big fan. He was like, he's all old. He's like, all right.
Oh.
And I was like, you're all right. You look like an old lesbian.
Yeah. Just be your old lesbian.
Yeah, shut up, dude. You're hurt now. Look at me move around.
You get knocked out.
Yeah. Puts me in a fucking in a hold. Yeah, I'm like, Greg the Hammer Valentine, stop. Gonna say his full name. Yeah. Greg the Hammer Valentine, please stop.
Let me go.
You saw Cornel West. I don't think anybody scholastically would.
I think there is a guy, though, because you're in the history and shit there. It's probably one person you're not thinking about that if you saw or if you realized
Ken
it was
Burns.
Him.
Ken Burns would be tight, but I wouldn't even recognize him.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if
Dan Carlin would be tight.
Carlin would be like, excuse me, Shane. This steak is not cooked. Yeah. I ordered a medium.
He's like two heavyweight fighters.
Yeah. Now the Japanese are more than the Japanese. Yeah. And you go, are you Dan Carlin being racist? He's like, Dan Carlin would make you.
Some politicians.
Yeah.
You saw Obama.
Mm. Obama.
I saw Trump. I was at Mar-a-Lago.
You saw him just walk through the room?
I saw him talking to a table from us to that chair.
Yeah.
And I was just oh, shit. Did you want to do your impression, Adam?
No, he was doing the hands. I was he's doing the hands. He was talking, he was entertaining a group of rich people at a table, and he was like,
that's great.
Dude, you had a case study.
Shit, he's doing it.
I mean, here's the thing. You can talk shit about any politician. Hillary's in the room with you. You're like,
yeah,
even if you don't like him, you're still like, oh shit. If just randomly George W.
Rogan's
Bush
is up there.
Rogan?
Rogan, when the first time, not that he's on this level, but he was one. Chappelle, obviously. Those ones, but
that's
in comedy.
Yeah, it's like you're.
I'm trying to think of.
Comedy, you're just like, because I remember the first time Chris Rock just walked by when I was at
Chris
Stand Up New York.
Crazy one to see.
When I was in I was doing open mics and he came in on a Monday show that I was on just to do a set. And I was like seeing him. The craziest one was the 49ers sucked. This was 2008, maybe, or 09. 49ers just were not good. And they beat the Rams, Sam Bradford and the Rams. And I was excited about it. And I was a little drunk. And I was like, I'm going to go by the cellar because I just got in there. And I was like, I'm going to go hang. It was Sunday night. And I walked and sat down at a table and Robin Williams was just chilling there. And Robin Williams was sitting there talking to Jim Norton. And I was like, oh shit. And I didn't talk to anybody. And Lenny Marcus went Soder, the 49ers won, right? And Robin Williams from the Bay Area. So he goes, He just looks up. He goes, 49ers won? Look right at me. And I went, they did. 31-21 over the Rams.
Yeah.
And I
got the 31-21. It was a great game.
That's exactly it.
It was like 75 degrees.
Yeah. Alex Smith was Alex Smith was 17-31 with 231. It was like Robin Williams got me this. That was the one where I was like, oh, shit.
The Niners won.
Yeah. Robin Williams was big.
That was big.
I told you about, you were with me when I saw Rock. I was. You brought me to the cellar.
Dwayne? Oh, Chris.
Oh,
did I say The Rock?
You said no. You said Rock.
You said Rock. Rock. Oh. Yeah.
You brought me to the cellar. I was. That was always so funny. You would bring me to the cellar, and I'd like sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Because you would sit at the table.
But
and
then
I would, like,
I would do my I chair like, was like in between the.
I'd literally like look back
and
at
I'd
the
be
table.
Like, I'd try to bring Shane into conversations.
Bar.
And Voss knew you, so if Voss was there, it was easy. But like other people, I'd be like. Well, my friend Shane, who just moved here, like direct the conversation.
Yeah.
To
people would be like,
"Okay, who's this white guy that Soder's bringing?"
That's
around?
A big bro move, dude.
Yeah. It was a big bro. Yeah. So then Soder and me and Michelle Wolf were sitting at the table. Soder goes to do a spot. He runs downstairs. I was like, "Fuck, should I sit here? Should I leave?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then as soon as he walks out, Chris Rock comes and sits down, and him and Michelle Wolf are just talking, and I'm just sitting there like. And then they said something about, I don't know, I said Sandy Hook was a hoax. Chris Rock started laughing. And I was like, yes, got him.
Got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, I remember Seinfeld walked by when I first moved to the city. And I was like, I'm gonna talk to Seinfeld. I was outside smoking a cigarette. And he's walking in stand up New York. And I was like, crowd's pretty good in there, Jerry. And he's like, and just walked by me, and I was like, fuck,
devastating.
Fuck.
I don't know how you get to that, though. Like, I'll still, you know how when you walk around the corner from the Village Underground to the
show? Yeah, South, I always say what's up to the
guys. There's always the guys, like, comedy show barking. And I would never be like, they're like, hey, how's it going? I'd never be like,
Seinfeld does that, though. And then he came out in the press and he was like, I'm autistic.
Like,
and I think he was just like trying to cover.
I bet that dude's autistic.
Yeah, he notices a lot of stuff.
He sure does. He notices a lot.
That guy notices, probably knows train schedules and notices little small stuff.
That guy notices a lot.
Yeah, and he probably gets real mad when stuff's out of place.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is. Somebody was just telling me, like, when you hang out with him, everything's a schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything's a schedule.
So maybe
like,
he wasn't bullshitting.
No, I don't think he was bullshitting. It was like from 9 to 10, we'll have breakfast. From 10 to 12, we'll write. From
that's crazy,
and then he was like, and then we're gonna go see a movie, and I rented out the movie theater. I'll sit here, you sit there,
and if you don't, I'll flip out.
I believe. I don't know how true any of that is.
You stimming, Jerry? You stimming? And he's like, yeah. He goes, Kramer's not supposed to come in the door. And that show would have been so much better if they wrote him as autistic the whole time.
I think they did.
Yeah,
he was
right.
Pretty ugly.
I mean, all the women he broke up with was because of autistic reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she slurped soup.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Dude, can you imagine being cool like Jerry Seinfeld and just breaking up with women for no reason?
Yeah. Just be like, you wear the wrong sneakers.
Yeah.
Get out of here, bitch.
Get out of here, you devil bitch.
Let's, we've got to be well over time. All right, let's,
Yo, though, I got all the NCAA covers wrong.
Oh,
I want to say that live before
you got them wrong.
Make fun of me. I misread the list.
Oh, you know what they spazzed on me for the last time I was here? Bill was gay in the video game.
I knew that. I should have said that.
Oh, about Last of Us?
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot. I haven't played that game.
Was he in 2? Was he in Last of Us? Was Bill in Last of Us 2?
No,
he died in 1.
Oh, I don't remember 1. I don't. I mean, I played it, but it was years ago.
Ellie finds his gay man.
He found his gay man
in the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the show is so good.
I'm 2 episodes behind.
Holy, it's so good.
I did watch 2. Are fucking incredible.
Yeah, I watched the Bill episode, which is great.
Juicy.
It's so good.
Okay. I didn't know I could cry over a gay man like that. Gay men.
Oh,
I didn't know.
At the dinner. At the dinner, I was like,
yeah.
Or no, he's sitting there and he's like, I'm telling you what I'm gonna do. You're gonna make me a nice meal. I remember I drank wine and I was like, I was gutting it. And then
I cried on one of the recent ones.
Yes.
Okay. I cried.
Oh, I'm going to, don't tell
and
me.
And my girlfriend, she'll be laying here. I lay there. You can see the divot. It's a huge divot. I've destroyed this couch. Lemaire's in the divot. It's a deep divot.
So you're in the divot.
I'm in the divot. But she knows, like, she can tell when something, because I was like, The young boy in that, I was like, he reminds me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I was like, he reminds me of my nephew.
Yeah.
As soon as I said it, she had already seen the episode and was like,
well, here we go.
And I was like laying there watching it. And she knew it was coming. And when it happened, I was like, Dude, I tried so hard not to cry.
You put your head in the pillow
during the Bill episode. I was like, I was gutting it, just jaw clench, and then Kath just hit me with it.
Oh,
like
that.
And I was like, yeah. I was like.
Why'd the Rosa text me that? I'll fucking kill him.
I got one time I saw the movie. I went on a pretty early date with this girl, and we went and saw the movie 50-50.
Yeah,
it was Seth Rogen and
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, where Levitt has like cancer.
One cancer, one shows.
And I had my arm around this girl, and we're watching the movie, and then he like is saying goodbye to his mom because he might not survive the surgery. And I was trying to hold the crying so hard that I like when it broke, I was like, my whole body just was like,
dude. I think we've told this story before on something, but the moment we had where Shane and I were on the road and we went and saw Creed 2. And it's like a dad movie. And dude, at the very end, well, Sylvester Stallone goes to his like son's house, and he's like, and his grandson answers, he's like, "How are you?" He's like, "Well, you want to play with the ball?" And then, and then like Apollo, he's at Apollo's grave crying. Dude, the movie ends, and Shane and I are on the brink of both crying. And then there was just a
No, that guy had farted during the movie.
But dude, I didn't hear it during.
Oh, you told me the tail end when he ripped. Yes,
dude, there was a retarded guy that came in to watch the movie, and he was just standing by himself. I don't know if he got away from the group. He was just zipping up his jacket the whole time.
Yeah.
And at the very end where it's like, I guess it is about loving yourself, whatever the thing ends, and then he just goes. And Shane and I both fell out, and we laughed, and we were like, we almost cried in front of each other.
That guy
saved us at the fucking final moment. The governor made the call at the last moment.
You and me had so many cries on the road. Every time we went on the road,
we'd have a fucking one of us would cry, and he'd be like, all right.
Damn. One of us cried.
Every time. It was great.
One time I broke up with a girl and went to do a show. It was fucking insane.
We were in Albany.
Broke up with a girl. I was in Albany in a fucking terrible hotel room.
It was cold. It was a shitty hotel.
Shit time. And I knew the girl was back home, like breaking up with me so she could go out.
That's
like,
what it was.
And I was just like, oh, fuck, this is terrible. Get to the green room. We had this dude that was opening for us that I think was autistic.
I think it was.
I walk in the green room. I'm like, oh, I'm so sad. They're
like doing the thing where the manager comes in and they're like, okay, guys, got a pretty good show. He's emceeing. Can I get you guys anything to drink or eat? And we're like, I think you got like a beer and I got like a Coke or something. We're like waiting, and they left, and it's just me, Shane, and the MC, and Shane is bumming hard.
Yeah. And we're talking about it, and the dude just goes, you guys just broke up? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, did you cry? And I was like,
in a way where we were like,
what?
What?
Like, am I going to have to fight you? Why would you do that?
Dude, it was the biggest Chris Farley.
What?
He goes, did you cry?
Did you cry when you broke up? I was like, yeah.
And then he left the
crying
room
for an hour.
He left the whole room, and Shane did the thing with the door. The fuck was that? And the guy came back in, and we had to talk about it.
Oh.
We're like, why'd you say that? He goes, oh, I realized that could have came off.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I've just never been in a relationship.
He
had a wild fucking answer. He's do you cry when you break up? And I was like,
it was like a machine becoming sentient, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, why do you cry? Shane, what does pain feel like? But dude, Shane was
I was looking to take it out on someone.
Yeah.
And I get a gift.
Oh, gift from God.
Sweet gift.
Did
you cry? It's like, I'll kill you.
Yeah. But what do you mean you fucked up the NCAA?
You got the dates wrong?
I was a year off for each one. So let's go. If you want to
2001 was Sean Alexander. 2002 was Harrington.
Winky can't be 2003.
No, 2002 is Winky still.
My bad. 2002 was Winky.
Alexander was 2001. Ricky Williams, 2000.
Ricky Williams.
2003 is Joey Harrington.
Yeah.
2004 was Carson Palmer. Then Larry Fitzgerald in 2005. Desmond Howard 2006.
2007 was the first.
Reggie Bush 2007. That's the Xbox.
Then, hold on. After Reggie Bush, I think was Boise State. Kellen Moore?
Zabransky.
Zabransky, but Boise State.
Yeah. And then 2009 was a multiple athletes. So they had four different covers.
I don't know.
RG3.
Oh, shit. It was RG3. Yeah. Because I had the RG3 cover.
Vince Young?
No, it was all the Heisman candidates that year. It was RG3. Fuck. I'm blanking.
Was that a Colt McCoy year or no?
In 2009, it was Deshaun Jackson, Matt Ryan, Owen Schmidt, and Darren McFadden.
Oh, McFadden from Arkansas.
That was the one I got. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one I had.
And also Sparty, the Michigan State mascot.
Oh, man. Oh. Imagine if you got the Sparty cover. Kill yourself.
On the Wii.
No, you know what? It was Sparty was for like a handheld one.
The Wii.
It was the Wii.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so excited for them to bring it back. I love it. Bring it back.
It's so fun. All right. Let's switch over to the Patreon. Dan Soder, thank you for joining us.
I love you, dude.
You're the best.
I haven't done this.
Go see Dan Soder do stand up.
DanSoder.com. Dates coming up everywhere.
Lamar Joe.
Yeah, please come see me too. I'm going to be in Virginia very soon.
Where are you going to be in Virginia?
Blacksburg.
Yeah.
Portsmouth.
Sounds about right.
And Raleigh. Yeah.
Going to Blacktown. Watch out for Lynchburg. Hey, hey.
Hey.
All right.